Hey, everybody, and welcome to a messy wild ride with Steve-O. It really does get messy. We've got Snooki from Jersey Shore. And if you think I'm just going to, like, have a laugh or make a goof, no. I'm a serious fan of Jersey Shore. Always was. And I was very excited about this podcast. We get into all kinds of money stuff, crazy gossip about the other Jersey Shore members. And what can I say? Snooki is an open book. And speaking of books, I want you to know that today is the release date of the paperback. And I've been signing books. They're available at stevo.com. Only stevo.com can you get the autographed paperback of A Hard Kick in the Nuts. And gotta say, this episode is almost as juicy as A Hard Kick in the Nuts. So if you love Jersey Shore, or if you don't, you're gonna love this podcast. Let's get into it.
You actually sleep on this thing?
Yeah, big time. I got
you live here? Like when you use it?
No, but when I'm on tour, yeah. Totally sleep on here.
Sick.
I love it. Sometimes the guys will get hotel rooms and I'll have the buzz on myself and I'm so
Yeah, that's
happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Privacy.
Okay.
We're ready.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Snooki.
Woo!
That's awesome. Your real name's Nicole.
Yes.
Nicole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't go by Nicole.
I mean, I do.
Okay.
Like, it's sort of like my stage name. Like,
right.
Is your real name Steve O?
Some people call me Steve-O, some people call me Steve.
Yeah.
I'm not particular.
So where's the O come from?
It just comes from drunk people yelling at
parties.
Steve-O!
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, that was really pretty much that simple. The name Snooki,
mm-hmm.
like that, you didn't have that name before Jersey Shore.
Yeah, no, so when we tried out for the show, you know, you have to, like, fill out this questionnaire. And they wanted everyone to have a nickname.
Ah.
So my only girlfriend in high school, her name's Katie, still friends with her to this day. She's the only person that ever called me Snooki. And it's from Save the Last Dance.
Okay.
The DJ's name was Snooki. He was called, like, the Coochie Crook. So I made out with the guy for the first time out of my friends. So she was like, you're Snooki. And I'm like, okay, fine. So that's what I put in the application.
That's good.
And now everyone calls me Snooki.
And so the application, I mean, it's just crazy what a phenomenon it was. And I remember it so well. Like, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And me being a guy who started out on MTV,
mm-hmm.
like, the financial picture was so different. Let me tell you that.
Well, from me to you?
Well.
Or you to me?
our payment. For being on MTV shows.
Mm-hmm.
The first season of Jackass, I wasn't even paid per episode. I was paid per bit.
Oh, we didn't get paid at all the first season.
You didn't get paid not one penny?
No. Well, we worked at the t-shirt shop, so we got $200 a week.
Oh, so that was actually a real thing. You guys actually held a job and
Yeah, they
the
paid us $200
shop.
A week, and that's what we got.
Whoa.
And $200 to me for a week, I'm getting every single Friday, I felt freaking rich. Because, you know, none of us had money like that. So I was like, oh my God, $200 to, like, spend at the bar and, like, go crazy. So
Wow. It
was kind of sick to us. But then we were like, oh, so, shit. Like, looking back now, I'm like, oh my God, we never got paid for the first season.
So that means you're smarter than I am.
What?
Well, because we got paid per bit. It was $200 if it wasn't dangerous, and it was $500 if it was dangerous.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And I made less than $1,500 after taxes for the first season.
Oh my God.
And then when the show came out, when Jackass came out, they said, okay guys, it's a hit. The MTV wants to order 16 more episodes. We know we're gonna have to pay you. So we're going to give you $2,000 per episode. And that was the point where I was
my
like,
God.
16 times 2,000, that's 32,000. I'm rich.
Like, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what, 9 years later, you come along and get $100,000 per episode.
Well,
that
we didn't
epic.
Get that till like season 3.
Right, okay.
And that's when we knew, like, oh, we're a big deal. Like, we're they're bringing us to LA. We're going on Kimmel, Fallon, like all this shit. So we were like, bam.
Right.
So we didn't get that until like 3.
When did you know you guys were a big deal? Was there a certain point?
I think, so we filmed the first season the last month of August. And then we didn't hear about it till like February. Mm-hmm. When we're like, oh shit, because we didn't know like how TV worked. We thought it was going to come out like the next month.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh shit, they forgot about us. Like, we don't know what's happening. Then we finally saw the commercial and we're like, oh my God, like it's finally happening. It aired. And then all of a sudden MTV's like, we got to fly you guys to LA. And we're like, oh, like I've never flown to LA before. Like, I don't know. I never flew first class. So they threw us all in first class, get to LA. The first stop, Ashton Kutcher wants us to come over. And we're like, so we went to Ashton's and we did this whole thing with him. He helped us like get on Twitter because that's when Twitter just came out. So right when we knew then, like going to Ashton's and then heading to the late night shows and doing all them, we were like, oh shit. Like this is like going to change our lives.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Crazy ride.
And like you could see the difference because in the first season, like you guys obviously weren't known.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second season, all of a sudden you guys go out to the clubs and it just, the whole place gets turned upside down.
Yeah, so second season was Miami. And, you know, Miami's, like, crowded to begin with. You know, walking down the streets, like, going to all the bars and everything. So it's already crowded. But seeing all the cameras and everything, and now we had paparazzi, we felt like freaking Kardashians. I was like, what is happening? We can't even walk down the street. So that's when it got so crazy that we could hardly, like, film on the streets.
Right. That's when you were in a pizzeria?
Pizzeria was Italy.
That was Italy.
Yeah, Miami was a gelato shop.
The gelato shop.
And at that point, those jobs were, like...
Right.
Yeah. But the first season, we were like, oh, my God, we got to sell these shirts so we could get our $200.
Wow. So
yeah. It was, like, really hustling.
I can't remember well, but was the fact that the job was kind of a joke, like, was that clear on the show? Or did they, like, pretend, like, it was a legit job?
Like, all the jobs?
Yeah.
Well, the first season, we really, really thought it was, like, a real job. Then the second season in the gelato shop, we're like, oh. But, like, we still had to go. Like, they still would make us get up, like, our bosses and be like, you got to go to work. So it's not like we could not go to work. Uh-huh. Like, we still had to go. We still had to. And we didn't want to be assholes because the boss was, like, so great. So, like, we wanted to, like, make a money and, you know, sell the ice cream. But we knew it wasn't that serious, like, season one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I remember when watching, because like everybody else, I watched every single frame of every single episode. And, you know, I was just as hooked as everybody. Mm. What shocked me was that at the end of Jersey Shore, which I guess was 2012, like it just, it felt so unceremonious, like the end, like that, like there wasn't like a grand ending. It was just like, okay, now it's over. And I felt it's weird. It didn't have an ending.
I think it's because it was so unexpected because I got pregnant. So they were like, all right, she's pregnant. Show's over. So it was just kind of like, I guess we're going to be done for now. And then after my son, Lorenzo, I was pregnant. He was in my belly that season. He's 11 now.
Wow.
He just turned 11. So, yeah, I just feel like once I got pregnant, they were like, all right, we're going to take a break or I don't know what's happening. So, yeah, it went like that. It was just like done. And then they wanted me to do Snooki and JWoww, which is my spinoff. So that's when me and Jenny got pregnant, had kids on the show, whatever. And we did that for like 4 or 5 seasons. And then that was it for a while.
Yeah.
And then all the shows started coming back, you know, like Friends and like all the old school shows. And then we were like, oh, maybe they'll want to bring us back. And then they brought us back. And I'm like, fuck, we're on season 7 now of our new show.
Season 7 of the new show.
Yeah. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We just started filming.
Mm-hmm. And Angelina's in the mix.
Yeah.
And everybody gets along with her now?
I mean, she's drama. I can tell you that. But I don't want problems with her. And I think she's fun. Like when we party, we drink. She's fun. She's a good time. But, you know, she's the drama of the show and she knows it.
Do the producers encourage the drama?
Back then, they definitely tried to manipulate, which we didn't realize yet because, you know, like we're all riled up. So they get us more riled up and then it just goes crazy. But now I'm just like, go away. Like I know what to do. Like don't. Yeah. So it's just like we're veterans at this point. Like you can't, No. We're not scripted is what you're asking.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think there's, like, strings pulled behind the scenes, like,
yeah.
Did you hear what she said about you?
Yeah, I could see other people being swayed like that.
But you know it's coming.
Me, I don't like the drama. If I'm involved in it, whatever. But, like, my thing was always to, like, go out, have a good time. Like, I want to drink, enjoy myself. Like, it's all about having a good time on vacation. So when I'm fighting with my roommates or there's, like, shit going down, it just... I don't like it. I don't like drama.
I know you said that it's not scripted, but is it like produced in a way where they're like, okay, today you're going to go to this certain bar after you get out of work and you guys are going to do this. And then tomorrow you're going to go to this certain store.
No, yeah.
And do back that then kind of
it
thing.
Wasn't like that because it was like legit 24/7. We were on camera for 2 months straight, like going to bed, waking up, cameras in your face. Now it's more different because we have kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that. Like I can't be away from my kids for more than 3 days. So it's kind of more choppy for in a sure. way to like, all right, today we're going to wake up, you know, you're going to go downstairs, do breakfast, and then we're going to go to dinner and then you have this. So they're telling us things that we're going to do, but they don't tell us what to do in scene. We just do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not scripted, but structured.
Structured. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You were so deliberate, I feel like, on the show. Like when you met your guy, his name's...
Gianni.
Yeah, I was going to say Giovanni. No, Gianni.
Oh, yeah, Gianni.
And the same guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Like
you he's inside.
Yeah, you were like you were so deliberate. You were like, this is my guy, and you took your relationship so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, and you take your business so seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like in the beginning, it was like, wow, here, look at this Snooki character. She's such a mess.
Mm.
And like... You were just so, turned out to be so focused and deliberate.
Oh, yeah, I knew what I was doing.
I think we can all agree that it's good to know what you're doing, unless you're not proud of what you're doing. And it's time for me to ask you, do you have a nasty habit that you know you should quit? Because that is what Fume is all about. And this is something that I believe in, man. Replacing a nasty habit with a healthy one. I'm talking about trading in those dangerous chemicals with flavored air. Because Fume is a diffusive device which flavors air. And it's a good, healthy habit that can help you kick the bad one. And they have a journey pack. This begins your journey to being a healthier you. To get this journey pack and 10% off when you order it, you go to tryfume.com. That's tryfume.com. And you use the promo code Stevo to get 10% off your journey pack. Now, I'm just going to say it one more time. Do you have a nasty habit? Is it time to try Fume? Because I think it is. Go to tryfume.com and use the promo code Stevo for 10% off that journey pack. Now, let's get back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew exactly what I was doing.
And you really were like, that's all that anybody was, Snooki. Like, you were like the thing.
Because I was the hottest mess. And the most fun.
Yeah.
But if you remember the first season of Jersey Shore, they were like, why do you want to go down the shore? I was like, I want to find love. I want to find my Guido. I want to have tan babies. Like, that's the goal here. And then I found Gianni, and then we had tan babies. Yeah. So I always manifest my life.
That's epic.
Mm-hmm.
And when did all the businesses start cropping up?
Oh, shit, right away. I feel like I started to get crazy endorsements in Miami, but it was like endorsements where I knew I was going to regret it later in life. Like at the time I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like a cigarette endorsement, condoms, like all this like trash, like vodka. And I said no to it because I knew like my future self, I'm not going to want that, you know, like as a part of my brand and my career. So I got crazy things like that. But then eventually I was just like, you know what? This TV shit's not going to last forever, which it didn't. And we had like a huge break. I was like, let me open up a store. Let me, you know, when I got the kids, let me do a stroller line. Let me do mommy things. So I always knew I had to do something. And I always wanted to do something. Because I'm not the type to, like, sit at home all day and do nothing. Like, right. I want to have a business. I want to make money. I want to hustle. Because I've been doing that since high school.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
With that, how many of your businesses are with JWoww?
I don't have any with
JWoww. None?
No.
None?
Mm-mm. We only had our show together.
Right.
Yeah.
Does JWoww have a ton of businesses too?
Yeah, she's got tanning. She has a clothing line. She's doing behind the scenes work she wants to do. She really wants to be behind. And okay. Like, yeah, she doesn't want to be in front as much.
And she got married to her dude that she met on the show, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was a kook?
Not the best. Like, no, he's a nice guy, but them together did not, it wasn't right. working.
It was like Ronnie and Sammy.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah, no, not that terrible.
And now when you're shooting, Ronnie's not in the mix?
He comes this season. That's airing right now.
He comes this
season. Yeah, it's really dramatic. Because Ronnie...
Was that a spoiler alert or what?
Well, I think that they might have showed it in the teaser.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, he comes and we have no idea. So we're like also... When we film, we know something's going down if there's more than three cameras on us. So you have six cameras everywhere. It's quiet. They won't let us like leave the table. I'm like, who's coming in? So okay. We knew right away that Ron was coming. And he came... And it was dramatic. It was emotional because he fucked up. He fucked up a lot. So
yeah.
He had to like go and get help and like, you know, just be a better person and a better human being. So seeing him was very emotional.
Is Ronnie now totally sober?
He says he is.
Oh, okay. but
he says he's trying. Yeah. So I give him that for trying.
But Mike, the situation is totally
sober.
Oh,
yeah. Totally sober. I think for like 8-9 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Which is crazy because he was so bad. Like, so bad. I've never like gotten to that. Like, I've always been like drinking, but I've always been scared to like do drugs. Like, I'm not like that. Thank God. Can you imagine? So Mike was like really bad, you know, with the pills and everything. And it just changed him to be a totally different person. So he's just like night and day now.
Right.
He's got two kids, sober for so many years, killing it with his businesses. Like, he's good.
And you get along with him great.
Mm-hmm.
Is Vinny in the mix still?
Vinny's still in the mix.
Yeah. So remember Vinny yeah. had, like, kind of mental health stuff going on.
Oh, like anxiety and shit.
Yeah.
He still gets that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Of course, DJ Pauly.
Killing it. He's the richest out of all of us.
I bet.
Huh? Yeah. He's getting all these residencies. He's had residencies in Vegas. He travels all around the world, like traveling every single day, crushing it.
How about that? Like, he really, it's like Bam on Jackass, because Bam had the mm-hmm. skateboarding, and then Jackass was just a rocket ship on it. So, like, yeah. He had all these revenue streams going crazy. Mm-hmm. And Pauly, like...
Yeah, didn't he sign with 50? Like,
yeah, after he worked with 50.
After
yeah.
the second season or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on tour with Britney Spears when she was touring. He was the opening act. I was like, what is happening? It's crazy.
It's super crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pauly's, like, pretty quiet. Like, doesn't want to, like, you know...
He's the loudest out of all of us. But, yeah, he doesn't, like...
He doesn't want to, like, getting into it and stuff.
No,
and,
yeah.
Like,
oh, no, he does.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's just too busy.
How about that?
Yeah. But he's the loudest, and he's, like, the jokester. He's, like, the class clown out of all of us.
Do you show your kids Jersey Shore?
Like, this season?
No. Like, the old school stuff? Like, what... Is there a conversation to have, you know, with your husband about, like, hey, we should maybe wait till they're this age to show them?
No.
Do they know who you are?
My kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm an actress. So things that they see on TikTok, like me getting drunk and like stupid shit, I said that's all fake. Like, that wasn't actually me. So I'm not going to tell them until like they're 18 to be like, oh yeah, mommy was a little crazy before you. Because they're going to know what drinking is by then. Like, they're going to know. But they don't get it now. So like, mom, why'd you do that? Why'd you do a cartwheel off the stage? I was like, it was part of my acting, honey.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Part of my acting.
Yeah, all my kids were born on camera.
Wow.
Yeah.
In reality TV, they're not affected by the SAG anything, right? Like the strikes?
Mm-mm.
So you guys are still working through it all.
We're still working, but I mean, Bethany's trying to do the strikes for reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which, I mean, I would like to get some extra perks.
That's under like the NBC Bravo banner, but
yeah.
You're under the Viacom.
No, yeah. It's Paramount.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so crazy. Mm. Was there ever any talk about doing Jersey Shore, the movie?
I don't think so. There's a porno about us.
That's awesome.
Did you see it?
That checks out.
It came out a while ago. Yeah. Like the Jersey Shore porno. I didn't watch it, but the boys did. And they said it's just so stupid.
Wow.
Just like everyone just going at it.
Yeah.
But they like kind of look like us, so it's creepy.
Wow. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah, put in the Jersey Shore porno.
So, like you say that you like to go out and drink and stuff. Like, how many of the Jersey Shore cast members like even drink at all now?
Well, look, all of us girls definitely do. Vinny likes to drink, but not with us. So, like, after we're done filming, he'll, like, go to Vegas and just, like, rage. I'm like, oh, you're fun. Paulie drinks, like, here and there. Not really. When he DJs, he does. Then Mike is obviously sober. So, it's mainly just us girls being wasted.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, a girl's night out.
And how are you getting along with Sammy?
Oh, I love her.
She was gone, yeah. And then she came back.
Yeah, she just came back. And she's been gone for like 9 years. Like, did not want to come back. Wanted nothing to do with the show. And then eventually she was back. And I was like, oh my God. So like, obviously, you know, we all haven't talked in years. So we had to like get to know each other a little bit again. But then it was like riding a bike. She was like right back into the mix. Like she never left.
Right. And what was she doing over the 9 years?
Running her store. She has a store. So just running her store. She met a new guy, which he's definitely going to marry. He's definitely going to propose. So yeah, she's just like living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's just been blowing it.
He's in the past, he blew it really bad. I think he's really trying to work on himself, but time will tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you guys filmed the first season and it aired, what do your guys' parents think about all of this? Like, you guys acting like a drunk mess.
That's what I was worried about. Right when I walked into the house, I said, my dad's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Because I knew he was going to see all the shit that I do. Because I've done it before I got to the house, you know? Like, I just like to have a good time and, like, you know, at the time, like, meet guys and mingle and make friends. So I knew he was going to see trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they upset?
No. I mean, my mom was more judgy. Because my mom's, like, more, like, the sweetheart. Like, Nicole, you shouldn't be doing this. She didn't even want me to go on the show because I was missing school.
Yeah.
But my dad was just like, Nick, go have a good time. Maybe you'll make some money. Like, so I feel like I'm my mom and my dad half and half with personality. So yeah. My mom was more like, why'd you do that? And then my dad was like, you're fucked up.
So. Have your parents gotten pulled into the shows?
Yeah, they were on the show. Yeah, back in the day. And they're here and there with the show, you know, like watching the kids or like I have to like talk to them. But yeah, back in the day, they were on the show. Like when I got arrested, I had to call my dad and tell him I got arrested. And that's the only time that he was really mad.
Wow. are your parents involved in all your business stuff?
They used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to be like when the show first started. Because, you know, I never, like, had money before. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So it was kind of like I was, like, 15, and they were, like, taking over everything. So I'm glad they did that because they knew where to put it, you know, like, retirement and this and investing. So they did that up until I got pregnant at, like, 24. And that's when I was like, all right, guys, I think I need to take over because I'm going to be a parent.
Wow.
So then I did that.
And what did taking over look like? You want to talk about taking control of your business? Then it's time to talk about ShipStation, because that is how I sell everything online. And it is how you can make money off of your audience that you've worked so hard to build. Get them what they need, man. Doesn't matter if you're selling on Amazon, eBay, Etsy, your own website. It brings it all into one interface, as well as all of the different shipping services with the best rates that you can get. And when we get an order, what do? We print it out, and then it comes out. We slap it on the book. This is how we're selling books, man. My paperback came out today, and I sign every single copy, and as soon as the order comes in, print the label, slap it on the box, get it out the door. We got happy customers and we're making money, and so will you. And you can try this service absolutely for free, 60-day risk-free trial for ShipStation. If you go to ShipStation.com and use the promo code Stevo, again, risk-free, 60 days, hassle-free, it's time to make Ship happen. So try it out by going to ShipStation.com and using the promo code Stevo. Now let's get back to it.
Chaos. I had to like hire a financial manager. I was like, I still don't know what I'm doing, but I want to be in control of it. So I just like hired a team to help.
Okay. So. I wonder if I should do that.
Yes.
I mean, do you save money?
Or
are you
a
spender?
Yeah, I'm not like.
Back in the day, were you a spender?
No, not really. I would just buy drugs.
That's spending.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Are you sober now?
Yeah. For
How
15
long?
Years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
How much money were you spending a month on drugs back in the day?
I don't know. I'd like...
5-10 grand or way less, way more?
5-10
A month?
Yeah.
Mike spent way more than that.
I mean, I don't know. I would go through an 8-ball in like a couple days. What's an 8-ball? Like $200?
Yeah.
An 8-ball would last me like 2 days. So what's...
So 15 days?
15 times 200.
Yeah, but everything else, though, too. Yeah. Like all the ketamine and the poppers and...
Yeah.
And all the booze.
Is cocaine the most expensive drug or...
No, the way I did nitrous was expensive.
Yeah. Why? How much is nitrous?
I mean, I don't know. It's like 25 bucks for a box of 24. But I would get a case of... 25 boxes. So what's 25 times 25 is 600, right?
What's nitrous?
Add nitrous oxide.
Like the balloons,
you give it to you at the dentist. Like you inhale it.
Oh, so it makes you like laughing gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I would really really get into it.
Are you like fried? Do you have brain cells left?
I think.
Someone asked me that.
Yeah, no, my brain cells are actually pretty solid.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Yeah, we did a brain scan, and he has a younger brain than I do.
Really?
How is that possible?
I'm just like, what the fuck?
All my drugs and bashing my head.
Oh, maybe my God.
What's the worst hangover you've ever had on TV? Can you recall, wake up, like, cameras in your face, and you're just...
Yeah, I woke up, and I just felt like shit. And, like, back in the day, like, I could drink, and, like, it won't be that bad. Like, now my hangovers are terrible. I have, like, 4 glasses of wine. I can't move the next day. But back in the day, yeah, they would have to... I would say, I need to go to the hospital. I need an IV. I was, like... Because we were drinking, like, 2 weeks straight. And, like, you wake up, and then you start shaking. I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening? Because I'm not used to drinking like that. So I would have to go to the hospital. Like, I literally have alcohol shakes. And I'm so dehydrated. I got, like, 4 bags of IV. And I had to, like, stay there for a little bit. So me and Dina usually do that. Back in the day, and I probably did it like 3 times. Yeah,
that's delirium tremens.
Yeah, like no sleeping, drinking all the time, the stress of filming, being homesick. Yeah, so wasn't great.
How much of your business is like branded posting on Instagram and stuff?
Like from other.
Yeah,
companies?
Like you got to get paid a ton to post on Instagram, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it often, though, because I don't want to look like a sellout. And I don't want my feed to be like that. So, like, if you're going to pay me, I'll do it. But if, like, you're not, if you're going to, I say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
have, like my feed to be like that.
Yeah, I don't have any of that stuff in my Instagram, unless it's me selling my own stuff.
Right. I do that all the time.
like
hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, like hot sauce.
That you can get
steal
on
some?
Amazon.
Yeah, we brought you Steve-O's hot sauce for your butthole.
You put it on your butthole?
I have, but it's more for coming out of your butthole.
Oh, shit.
It's not, like, super hot.
Not great.
It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you on my story.
Oh, wow.
I got 17 million followers.
That's
what do you got?
That's amazing. I just hit 7 million.
Oh, shit.
How does that make you feel,
there.
Steve?
I'm no
almost
Snooki.
There.
I'm no Snooki. It's pretty incredible.
It is. It really
I don't know. All my neighbors are texting me.
Oh, well, I love it.
Steve-O's here.
I've got a pretty loud tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I gotta pump it up.
Do you share?
You
got to show your butthole with this coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
I'm wondering. I think that I just haven't posted enough.
But you got to keep up with it.
Yeah, I recently kind of have been building out my media department, and we've got
You have a media department?
Well, sort of. Yeah, because
he has a team working on it now.
Oh,
we hired we hired someone to do just the shorts for the podcast, and then now I've got people working on the social media, and we just had our first scheduling meeting where we actually scheduled out the whole month, what awesome.
Oh, that's good. That's usually what influencers do.
Yeah, I think it's gonna.
You're gonna be an influencer.
I know. I'm gonna be up there soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You told us about you have a store. Walk us through all of your businesses.
Yeah, so my store is my main one, just because I'm not going to do TV forever. I feel I want to, but like I said, you never know. So right. I want to have my store. So I have three stores, and then I want a fourth one. I think in Florida or something.
What's the store called?
The Snooki Shop.
The Snooki Shop.
So it's basically you walk in and you're just shopping my closet. So, leopard, bling.
I feel like that could be a show right there.
I know.
Yeah.
I was pitching it, and...
Are you wearing anything from your... Well, obviously from your closet.
My shorts are from the Snooki Shop. This is BB. Just my shorts for now. Because I don't have my full closet here. It's my short house. But,
Do you have online?
Yeah, online.
So, the Snooki
Kill it
Shop.
Online, yeah.
What's the website?
TheSnookiShop.com.
TheSnookiShop.com.
It's all very simple. You can find me anywhere. And I actually have a truck like this. Well, not like this.
Right.
But it's like a food truck. Okay. But I turned it into my shop on wheels. So people could rent it out for their parties.
That's cool.
If I don't have a place. Yeah, that's my store. Look at the little onesies for you, Snooki.
So when people order from your online store, how does the order get fulfilled?
At my store in Madison. Or all my stores can ship. But usually it's my store in Madison, which is 5 minutes away from my house. So I literally wake up and that's my job every day. I go there and I make sure all the orders are done. I have a team, obviously, but I like to oversee everything. So I'm always going in there, making sure the store looks good, answering emails. This is I'm a boutique owner.
Wow.
So that's literally what I do every single day.
So people can get a hold of you. Do they know it's Snooki when they're doing a customer service email?
No, because that's not that email. But no, they know that they can get in touch with me.
Yeah.
So wow. I get a ton of spam emails.
Wow.
Yeah.
The shop is the warehouse for shipping out orders.
Mm-hmm. So downstairs I have a full dungeon of all my clothes.
Do you use ShipStation?
Yeah, I used to, and then it got too expensive with all my locations, so then I just stayed with Shopify, but yeah, I might be going back.
How many locations do you have?
Three.
That's good.
Then I'm opening up a fourth.
Where?
I think I want to do, I'm moving one location to Long Island, so it'll be way better, and then I want to go to Florida or somewhere nice, always nice weather.
Florida.
Yeah, and I was thinking L.A., but now fucking everyone's getting robbed.
Yeah.
It's I'm not taking that chance. Yeah, it's scary over there.
Yeah.
So I always want to L.A., but that's not happening now.
Okay, so we've got the stores. We've got the online stores.
Mm. I have wine.
Wine.
Messy Mama Wine.
Messy Mama Wine.
That's exactly why I held out on doing these cheap promos for vodka and everything, because I knew one day I wanted my own alcohol brand, because why not? I'm literally known for drinking and partying. You know what
now
I mean?
Now, walk us through the process of that, the tasting, the branding, all that, to finally get to the final product.
So I was shopping around for someone to do my wine. So I was this is what it's going to be called. This is what the look. I had a mood board, and I just sent it to all the brand people. So I ended up working with Summerlin Wines to start it off, which is in California. So we actually went there on the show, and we packed the wine. We were on the belt, and wine bottles were dropping everywhere. We were wasted, trying to do it. So I ruined 40 bottles of wine. But I started with them, and then I moved to Knotting Point, which is kind of more of just a website for wine. They can deliver to your house. So I moved to them. They're in Washington, and they do my wine now. But yeah, the wine tasting, I had to do it over Zoom because it was COVID. So I couldn't even go there. So it was like a Zoom, and they sent me all these like shot glasses of wine. And I was just like, nah. And then I finally picked like the ones that I love. I got wasted during it.
It sounds like Snooki had a difficult time picking her wine. But you know what? I just picked something and it couldn't have been easier. I picked out my new mattress for my new property in Tennessee. And why was it so easy? Because I went to helixsleep.com, took their very easy 2-minute quiz, which matched me with the perfect mattress for me and Lux. That simple. And they're giving away up to $350 on any mattress that you can pick from the site. Plus, they're giving you 2 free pillows if you go to helixsleep.com/Stevo. It is not a difficult decision to make with their easy sleep quiz, and you're never going to get a better night's sleep than when you're on your Helix mattress. So go to helixsleep.com/Stevo for up to $350 off of any mattress and 2 free pillows, and get ready to sleep better than you ever have before, baby. helixsleep.com/Stevo. Now, let's get back to it.
But yeah, it's like it's a fun process to have your, you know, your own wine.
I bet. It's fun. Yeah. What a fantastic name for your wine, Messy Mama.
Messy Mama. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be like classy or anything. I was like, you got to keep with the branding. Yeah. Messy Mama. I'm a mom. I get messy a little bit. So, Messy Mama. So I have Rowdy Rosé because it gets you rowdy. And then I have Raunchy Red because it makes you raunchy in the sheets. So I had to keep with the aesthetic of me.
So those are the two. There's Raunchy Red and Rowdy Rosé.
Yeah, Rowdy Rosé is so good.
It's beautiful branding.
Yeah, thank you.
Should we announce that we're introducing new flavors of hot sauce?
If you would like.
Ooh. We got Raunchy Hot Sauce?
What? Heavenly Jalapeno Sauce for your butthole.
Nice. See, we kind of go together.
Yeah.
We should do promos together.
Yeah.
Like, and have your hot sauce with wine.
We're working on another flavor after that.
What is it?
Ooh.
Go ahead.
We've been developing a formula called Stevo's Bangin' Buffalo Sauce for your butthole.
I like it. You don't have a buffalo sauce yet?
We don't have a buffalo sauce yet.
Oh, that's going to kill
it. Yeah, we have the ingredients coming out.
People love buffalo sauce.
For sure.
Yeah, I like it. We're kind of on the same vibe a little bit.
Is this in stores?
Is it in stores?
It's in some stores, yeah.
It's in Spencer's, right?
It's in Spencer's. Oh, we got some stores in the Midwest.
Spencer's is still open?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, Spencer's.
Spencer's Gifts. It's actually right at the front when you buy.
Oh, I love it.
Except they're out of it because it flies off the shelves.
Yeah. But we're working on distribution now.
Oh, yeah. So it takes a minute.
Does the wine have distribution in stores?
No, that's the goal. Yeah. Okay. So starting online, and then can you imagine like all those bottles and like a big cardboard of me holding it like Snoop Dogg? How they have the Snoop wine and that's the goal.
So. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you have rules around your drinking? Because it's like you're known for a party girl, but you also have your wine company. Like, are you like, okay, I'm only going to drink twice a week, or I'm only going to drink.
Oh, like personally?
Yeah. Just whenever.
I mean, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, like having 3 kids, it's like really stressful. And like even just like that one glass of wine to like...
A night. For sure.
But like I really, like when I'm trying to be good, I don't drink until, you know, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I wish I could do that. Yeah. Just, you know, once a week.
Yeah. You and me both.
So you don't. You drink every day.
No, I used to. I don't drink anymore either.
Oh, got it.
I'd always promise myself I wouldn't drink.
So good for you guys.
Yeah.
Towards the end, guys. I remember I was drinking like 2 bottles of wine a night, but I would like buy frozen fruit and dump them in, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm having my fruits and vegetables. But
that's like a sangria.
Yeah. And I would just be eating just bags of frozen fruit with wine.
Blacked out. That's a lot, 2 bottles.
Yeah.
Did you get fat?
No, I got fatter when I got sober.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, because you eat.
I started to like,
was it because you have an addictive personality, so you have to like be addicted to something else?
Yeah,
yeah, and I just think that there's, when you get sober, there's kind of nothing else to do. It's like,
oh, you gotta fill that void with something.
Yeah, what do we do?
What am I grabbing for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's your thing?
What?
Cycling.
Well, I mean, my thing that I grab for, like,
yeah, like when you first started to become sober.
I put on some pounds too. Mm-hmm. I got pretty chunky. I would grab for whatever. Like there's this snack in England called Pickled Onion Monster Munch, and I lose my mind.
I like pickles.
Pickled Onion Monster Munch. I just got a tattoo of the character on the back. It's
you would get that.
Yeah, I got I had cases and cases of those shipped from England.
Nice.
And I got real chunky on that.
So that was your thing. Chips.
Yeah. I mean, just whatever kind of food. Sweets. I'm big on sweets.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any Snooki chocolate?
No. I always wanted a pickle brand.
A pickle brand?
Because I love pickles. And when people think of me, they think of alcohol and pickles.
That I like that. You don't like pickles when they've got like a little bit of sweet to it, right? Just got to be straight dill pickles.
No, I don't mind a little sweet. I don't like spicy. But okay. I do like the original, like, pickle, like... And I also don't really like pickle-flavored things.
Yeah,
that either. Bothers me. Like, yeah. Unless it, like, tastes, like, good. But, like, it just... It's, like, an ick for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
When's the last time you spoke with JWoww?
This morning. I said, Steve-O's coming over.
All right. I met her.
She's like, why is he sleeping over your shore house? I'm like, that's not what's happening here. They were all so confused.
I met her at, I think, the MTV Movie Awards, and she was so warm and friendly to me.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, a great person.
Yeah, she was, and at that same movie awards, I met Mike the Situation. This was before he got sober.
Oh, then he was a dick.
He was not very nice to me.
Yeah.
Was he not?
Really?
Yeah.
But what'd he say?
Trying to remember, like, pull that up, like, remember I spoke up about it. I was like, he cool guyed me.
He was too cool. No, because he thought he was like the shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that about him back in the day.
What year was this?
Yeah, I was like, he dissed me.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah, especially because I like when I introduced myself to him, I was like, dude, I'm so stoked on you, man. Like,
were you sober at this point?
I was.
Yeah.
I was. I was like, Jim, I just went in there to give him love and to tell him I was stoked.
Yeah.
And that wasn't cool to him. I was like,
Well, especially at like events like that, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's okay with you.
He's nice now.
Can we relive the moment? We recently just rewatched the episode where you got hit by some dude at a bar.
Yeah.
How did that go down? Why did it happen? What happened to the guy?
So we were at a bar, and there was this drunk fucker. She was so fucking annoying. Like, you know drunk guys? Like, just, like, too much.
Oh, we know.
And, like, But just, like, not even just, like, a regular guy. Just, like, a tool. Like, he's already a tool to begin with. And then he's drunk. And then he's just, like, so dramatic. So he kept, like, pushing us, and I was ordering shots. And I was ordering shots for all of us, and he took the shots that I ordered, so I was like, all right, fine, whatever. But at that time, we're paying for it with our $200 that we got from the t-shirt shop. So I'm like, come on. So then I ordered another shot for all of us, and he ended up taking it again. So I was like, can you stop taking our shots? Like, this is for me. And then he, like, said something, and I was like, you're an ugly fuck, like, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden, he just turned and punched me in the face. And I felt like I got hit by a ton of bricks.
Did you get knocked out?
Because I'm like a small girl. Huh?
Did you get knocked out?
I think I got knocked out for a second. Yeah. Yeah.
And did he
I don't remember falling to the floor.
That's wild.
And then I woke up like 5 seconds later. And I was like, oh, shit. And I thought my jaw was broken. I thought all my teeth were gone. And I'm like, oh, shit.
And they just played it. Isaac just played it on the TV. They didn't blur his face or anything. So everybody knew.
Well, they blurred it out for the first 2 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was like a good, fun night.
Yeah, so, but what happens to the guy afterwards? Does he get arrested?
Yeah, well, oh, so bad.
Wow. Yeah, I seem to recall the Jersey Shore boys kind of mopping up and going to go.
Of course.
Well, Jenny was the OG because she started slapping him in the face. Like Jenny beat up anybody that pissed her off. So she got him good in the face. And then the boys were trying to get to him, but obviously the cops arrested him, whatever. But yeah, he lost his job. I guess he was a gym teacher. His job. And then his father did an interview like 2 years later or 2 years, 2 years ago. And he blamed me for ruining his son's life because he cannot get a job anymore. I was like, why is that my fault? Your son punched me in the face.
I've drinking at a lot of bars and like my whole drinking career, I've never seen a dude hit a chick like that.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah,
it's insane.
Back then, I was like, oh, fuck. Like I wanted to go home. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this has never happened before. But looking back at it now, that's what made all the big hype about our show. Like, for oh, my sure. God, did you see the little girl get punched in the bar on yeah. this reality show?
Now, would that happen a lot? Would, like, if you guys went out to party for a night, would the locals be trying to start shit?
We got into fights every single night.
Because
yeah.
they see all these cameras, yes. and you guys are getting yeah. all the attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, season 3 was really bad. Because they knew if we got into a fight with them and one of us hit them, they would try and sue us. Happened so many times. So it was bad.
Like, and they get to be on TV, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone was just using us to get our money and then get on TV. So it was really hard to go out.
Yeah. I wonder how many lawsuits Jersey Shore had.
I think there were a couple.
For sure.
None against me, but yeah.
Nowadays, with the guys who are single, is it still a smash fest?
No one's single except Vinny. And Vinny's still a whore, yes.
Isn't yeah. Vinny like a Chippendales dancer?
Yeah, he's in Vegas right now with stripping.
Really?
Yeah. He puts a sock on his bishy and he goes at it on stage.
Wow.
So he's the only whore.
Mm-hmm. So, so Polly settled down. When did that happen?
3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Wow.
Yeah, so him and Vinny used to do Double Shot at Love, where they were, like, trying to find, a girl. And then he ended up finding his girl, Nikki. So they've been together for a while now.
So he found his love on
a reality show, yeah.
Has that ever happened where people stay together?
Usually doesn't last. So.
Wow.
And she's a good girl. She's amazing.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And Mike, the situation was on some marriage show. Is that right?
Marriage Boot Camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike did that. Angelina did it. And Dina.
Dina's your girl.
Yeah.
You love Dina.
Yeah. Dina's my meatball.
And Angelina mm-hmm. is like, you tolerate her.
Well, she's a lot.
Yeah, she's a lot.
And sometimes she fights with me and then she does it and it's just, it's a lot.
Is she like that off camera too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just... Like yeah,
that's
just her.
That's
yeah.
Angelina's.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't yeah. think you can pretend that.
Yeah.
You know? Can you imagine if you were like totally likable and everything was great off camera and you're like, oh no, sorry, I gotta turn into a douche.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened at the reunion with her. We were all fine, everything was good. Then we got to the reunion, she goes, fuck you, and I'm like, what is happening? So yeah, I would say she does play it up a lot.
Yeah.
But like we're not like that. Like we don't fake things, we don't try and like do stuff for drama. So, I don't know. She's a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, Vinny's a whore.
Vinny's a whore.
What does Vinny do for businesses? I mean, other than stripping.
Slams dick.
Yeah. Vinny wrote books before.
Just out here slanging wiener.
Yeah, he does a lot of... he did a lot of spinoffs. So, I mean, he has, like, a big, like, condo in the city. Like a $1 million condo, yeah. So he's good with money.
So everybody's chilling.
Everyone's chilling. Mm-hmm.
And the TV has just changed so much. It's like it's kind of just gone away. Like, are you finding that people are watching Jersey Shore like streaming on Paramount Plus or?
Oh, you mean like because people don't watch live TV anymore.
Right.
No, it's true. But our numbers are so good. Like number one on Thursday. And, you know, back in the day, you would have like 5 to 7 million people watch it. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So you're right. But, I would say live. We're still really good at it. but it's not like it used to be.
So they're able to squeeze you in on Thursday nights in between 28 episodes of Ridiculousness.
Right? Like, can you just play us?
Yeah.
When, okay, so when you got pregnant and the show had to take a little break, were the other cast members upset with you, resentful? Like, why? Like, you're the reason we have to stop filming.
Yeah. Well, that was, like, personally my feeling. Yeah. I don't know if everyone else felt it, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's how it seemed. It's like, all right, she's pregnant. Let's take a little break, moving on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope not.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Where was the craziest place that like you've been recognized where you're like, I can't believe the show made it here? Like, for example, I was Kramer on Seinfeld was like, it was the craziest thing for me. He's like, I was in Indonesia and I was like in this village. And the TV was plugged in. There's this whole village crowded around this TV, and they were watching Seinfeld. So, like, is there a place that, like, you went to?
I didn't really travel a lot. Like, I went to Spain. I went to Ireland only for, like, the awards, like, over there, like, for the MTV Awards. But I didn't really travel a lot.
And everybody knew.
Because I was always, like, a homebody. But, yeah, everyone knew.
I think the craziest place with you, Steve, was in Madagascar. When we're at that restaurant.
That's like an actual place?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a movie.
It's not a Disney cartoon.
I thought that was just a kid's movie.
Yeah.
No, we went to Where's this that? Restaurant. It's like it's an island off of Africa.
Oh my God, that's real.
It's real. And we're at this Italian place, like in the middle of nowhere.
In Africa?
Yeah.
Was it good?
And this guy came out and was like a huge fan of Steve. He's like, I saw you here on Facebook. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They have the awards, the European VMAs.
Right, yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
My Jackass buddy, Chris Pontius, Party Boy,
he was
at the European VMAs, and he was introducing some award. I don't know if it was, like, best video or whatever. But he opens up the envelope. The envelope says, like, Coldplay wins.
Mm-hmm.
Pontius says into the mic, and the winner is the White Stripes. And so the White Stripes get up.
We did like a Steve Harvey moment?
The White Stripes get up. They're all happy. They walk down
the
aisle. And then, like, right before they get to the stage, he says, just kidding, it's Coldplay.
That's oh fucked my up. God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's kind of not.
It's so funny,
That's
though.
Fucked
yeah,
up.
Like, and, yeah, the guy, Jack White of the White Stripes, was
not happy.
Super bummed.
Yeah.
Like, super
well,
not.
That's embarrassing, too.
Well, and the emotions they felt.
Yeah.
And
then yeah. Fucking, like celebrating that all.
And Pontius to this day has like such a deep regret that he didn't just stick to his guns and give it to the White Stripes.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. That would have been so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like, dude, yeah, no, the White Stripes. Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Now, how long do you think Jersey Shore is going to keep going?
A while. Till I'm in a nursing home, actually.
That's great.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I mean,
I always said I'm down for whenever. Yeah. Or how long they want us to go for, because you never know. But I feel like we're down to do it for a long time, if it works with our schedules.
And so Ronnie comes back. These episodes have not aired yet.
Mm-mm.
Like.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's not in a relationship anymore, right? He had like the crazy girlfriend and all the like.
So he had a baby with Jen, who was the crazy girlfriend on the season. They broke up, and then he dated another girl that he proposed to, and then they broke up. I was like, Ronnie, just stop. Just like, do your own thing. You don't have to have a girl. Because every time he has a girl, he's in a relationship, he's on TMZ for something.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, just take a break. Just, like, be a good dad and just, like, do you.
And so, presumably now Ronnie's single.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the mix with Sammy Sweetheart. And
not
like,
technically.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, they're not, like, together. But they're filming together and stuff. They're not?
No.
Oh, wow.
Season, he only just came and Sam was out with her boyfriend. Which I probably shouldn't have said that, but... I don't give a fuck. That's what happened.
Right.
Yeah. So everyone thinks they're going to have that meeting this season. It's not this season. And I don't even think it's going to be this season filming.
I mean, it kind of follows, right?
I mean, we'll see what happens.
There's so much, like, crazy history there. And
Yeah.
I just can't help but wonder, is Ronnie, like, still having feelings? You know, you can't be that crazy.
I could see that.
Yeah, you can't be that crazy and not, like, have some...
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if he sees her, shit's going to, like, come up again.
Yeah.
Because of all that history.
Right.
And the producers are probably like, yes.
Like that, but they're also respecting Sam.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it's nice. Yeah. It's nice that they, like, see her. But yeah, we don't know what's going to happen this season we're filming now, so.
Is it messed up if I ask how many of the OG girls on the cast ended up with bigger boobs than they started with?
I think all of us, except Gina. Okay. Except Gina. Because I always had big boobs. I only got a boob job because I had my kids, and right. They just, like, they were unrecognizable. Okay. So I had to get, like, a lift and, like, fix it. I'm actually up on my 10-year. I might do it this fall. Jenny, she's always had big boobs. Yeah. But she just got her boobies done again. They look great.
Like she always had big boobs, but they got, like, really big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got, like, back problems and shit. Yeah, poor thing. I know. It's like, we're old now. Yeah, so we all got some nice boobies.
Yeah, Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
She got...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but who would even notice?
She gets it all. She got big boobies. She got the butt injections. She does it all on live. Like, she lets people watch her, like, get her stuff done.
Is that the mommy makeover?
Oh.
She's not even a mom.
She's not even a mom.
But yeah, she likes to get stuff done.
Are any of the Jersey Shore girls doing the OnlyFans thing?
No. Honestly, I was thinking about selling my feet.
Wow, because there are some real feet people. Because
I heard you make so much money. And I'm like, why not? But then I'm like, I don't need to do that.
Didn't Paige Van Zandt from the UFC do her feet? She made a fuck ton of money.
Crazy.
I don't have a foot fetish.
I don't get it.
Vinny has a foot fetish.
No,
Scott doesn't have a foot fetish.
That's one fetish I don't have.
I just don't understand it. I have a
boob and vagina fetish.
Scott has a Paige Van Zandt fetish.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's hot.
Pretty understandable.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Sure.
Yeah. So
yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, the foot.
Would you do OnlyFans? You could show your this and your butt.
Right. Would I do OnlyFans? I don't think I would have an issue with it.
Yeah. I feel like you've been naked for so long.
But what would you do on OnlyFans? Would you, like,
I mean, I don't bone, know. I can picture my bucket list special being on OnlyFans.
But you wouldn't, like, jack off on OnlyFans, would you?
I only jack off on my bucket list special.
People would pay for that.
Yeah. It's, I made a comedy special where I'm in an airplane, butt naked, with another man strapped to my back, and I'm jacking off and fall out of the airplane while I'm ejaculating.
Sick.
It's pretty awesome.
And just flies everywhere.
Yep. It's pretty awesome.
But, I never thought about that.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
Now, okay, so we're going to do Jersey Shore forever. The wine. I was surprised to hear you say that the biggest business is the shops when alcohol brands are so notoriously lucrative.
Yeah.
So we got to build up this wine business.
No, yeah. I just started with this new company. So it's going to just, like, keep growing. Yeah. So.
And, what's the distribution model been with the wine up to this point?
Well, I mean, it's really just online because they want to test it to see, like, how many people like it, how many orders we get. So you always got to test online first because you don't want to, like, do all that work. It goes into stores and then nobody wants it.
Right.
So we're there.
So we're there right now. The wine's pretty new then.
Yeah. With this company.
With this company. Yeah. Okay.
And it's two brand new wines. So it's not like my old wines that I had.
Two brand new
ones. So it's kind of like I'm starting over.
Okay, so we're going to tell people right now to quit being little bitches and buy your wine. So where do they go to buy the wine?
MessyMama.com, does that work? I don't know. We changed it with the new...
messy mama.
Just put in Google messy mama Snooki.
All right, and that's messy mama spelled
M-A-W-M-A. Yes.
Messy mama. Yeah. What's the website, Isaac?
I know it's Nodding Point, but I don't know the actual.
And you ship all
Noddingpoint.com/messy mama?
You could probably just Google it and get it there.
Google messy.
Oh yeah, like I said, it's a new website.
And you ship all over the country.
Yes. Some states don't get it. I don't know why. It's like wine law or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that
pain in the ass.
Those states would probably be Utah and Colorado because of the altitude. They have different regulation for.
Well, it's like because alcohol is a high risk credit card payment. So like I remember like fireworks are the same. Weed you can't do across state lines. I remember when we had when we bought fireworks, we had to ship them to Vegas and pick them up from Michigan. So there's like different credit card transaction rules. Alcohol
you
is considered
fireworks. You go to PA; they have the best fireworks.
But you can't buy fireworks in Jersey, can you?
No, not like that. Right.
So it's like
we go to PA for fireworks.
Yeah. Like alcohol is it's high risk credit card processing. Yeah. My brother did high risk credit card, and he was like, "I was like, well, what's high risk?" And he's like, "Well, he's like, when medical schools need to buy cadavers, he's like, where do you think they buy them from? So there's like rules around the people that you have to buy dead bodies from.
Where do they buy?
There's a guy that sells them, and you're like, well, who the fuck is this guy? So
the serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, they sell dead bodies for like $5,000-$10,000 or whatever it is.
That's sick to
medical school. Yeah. You know, but it's like, who's this fucking creep? That's selling dead bodies.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's an interesting world, like credit card processing.
That sounds like the black market.
It is. They dabble in the gray.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Me.
The body trade. Yeah, I mean, because you got to learn to cut up on something. That's like donations. I think
I feel like before you die, you could say, I can be an experiment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless
are you a donor, Steve? I feel like on your driver's license... I'm a donor because I think it's like after I'm dead.
I put a donor. Yeah.
I gotta be a donor. Who wouldn't be?
Who's gonna want your liver?
I want Steve's brain.
Yeah, I'll take your brain.
who wouldn't be?
Some people are because they're like, my body, you know, I don't want to fucking. But I'm like, dude, take whatever you want.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
I went to the Red Cross to try to donate blood because I want to be a good guy. You know, I want to help people.
Yeah.
And they had a little questionnaire. They asked, were you in the United Kingdom in like the 80s or the 90s? I'm like, I went to high school all 4 years in London, England. So I said, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they said that disqualifies me.
Why?
Because it makes me a risk for mad cow disease, which was a thing in England at that time.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I don't get it, but I'm not allowed to donate blood, so
you're useless.
So I wanna, I wanna go and get a full pint of my blood taken out, and have a huge rad painting made with it.
Sick.
Is that cool?
That's different.
Super cool.
What kind of painting? Sick.
I don't know.
A picture of Snooki.
A self-portrait.
No, it's scary. Of his blood? No, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Sick. Well, kids, we've got everybody buying the wine.
Thank you.
Big deal. Did you like, we're promoting the new season. It starts September 7th.
Yeah. Well, it's on right now, the new season.
Oh, it is?
It's on right now, yeah.
Oh, the next episode is September 7th.
Yeah, so every Jersey, we named Thursday Jersey, so we changed it. So it's Wednesday, Jersey, Friday. So yeah, 8 p.m. 8 and p.m. I don't watch it. I just DVR it.
Okay.
I can't watch it because my kids are around, and I don't know what I'm doing on there. Like, nothing like crazy, but, you know, drinking, I might be falling downstairs. Like, I still do that if I'm not with my kids and we're, like, away for a couple days. So, yeah, I can't watch my kids.
It's amazing. And you know, you only shoot 3 days at a time, then back to the kids.
Yeah, unless, like, we have to, like, do, like, a full week, which they'll be there for a week. I go there for 3 days, which means I'm missing out on an episode. And if I'm not in an episode, I don't get paid. So I'm like, can you shoot me, like, home, like, with the kids while everyone's there? So, yeah.
All you got to do is just hop on a FaceTime and then you get
Literally. Yeah. Like, boom, I'm there. Give me my check.
That's epic.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what about, like, personal appearances and stuff like that? Like,
Yeah, I haven't done them. Well, actually, I have a new... I have one next Friday. I used to work at the Renegades. It's the minor league of the Yankees. And I used to work there, like, selling hot dogs. It's in upstate New York, Wappingers. And I used to work at the concession stand in high school, like, selling hot dogs and everything. And now they're doing a Snooki night. So everyone's getting, like, a Snooki bobblehead. Wow. And all the people are wearing, like, Snooki jerseys. So it's, like, a full circle moment.
I want a Snooki bobblehead.
Yeah, I'll send you one. Yeah. It doesn't even look like me, but...
We'll send you a Steve-O bobblehead.
Yeah. I'll put it in my office.
Oh, look at that.
Well, that's the old one. That looks more like me.
Wow, okay.
I can't.
All right, so life is good, family's good,
yeah.
Gianni's good,
mm-hmm.
And we're killing it on Jersey Shore, and we're going to have the biggest wine business.
I mean, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
And then you're going to have the biggest butthole hot sauce
<That's right. laughs>
ever.
Yeah, I mean, but we do pretty well with the hot sauce.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think that the wine's going to go great because, I mean, everybody loves getting loaded.
I know.
Yeah.
Except you.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But I'm proud of you.
No, we
I'm
love
proud
it. We just can't do it.
Yeah, we love it. We can't
we
do it.
We physically can't do it.
We just can't do it.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else that we can draw attention to for you?
I think that's it.
All right.
I appreciate you coming down the shore.
Yeah. Hey,
you have to come in and just look at my house real quick.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to. And and I want to say I'm honored that we got to do this with you.
I know. I'm so excited.
This was a lot of fun.
I genuinely had to
make it work. Yeah.
We thought this was a very big deal.
Yeah.
And we went like hella out of the way to make it happen.
No,
we
appreciate it.
I'd like just very honored and,
yeah.
And I'm a fan and
I'm a fan of you.
I think that I really, really respect and admire the way you took your approach to it, and you saw it as this is how I'm gonna accomplish my goals. You were very clear on what your goals were.
Yeah.
And very deliberate about how you went about everything. And you did exactly what you said you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a rad story.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all about the kids. Got to make the money for the kids.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got to make the money for the animals.
Oh, yeah, the animals.
Yeah.
You come meet my dog, Rocky.
I love it. Let's do it. And thank you again, Snooki.
Thank you.
Thanks, Snooki.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
This is so cute.
Super fun stuff.
Yeah.
How about that? Steve-O and Snooki, the pair that you didn't know you needed, but you totally needed. I mean, I consider her a dear friend now, and I also consider you a dear friend, man. All of you wonderful people who stick around to the very end of the Wild Ride podcast. You know, that reminds me, we got to get that street team shirt going. And you guys got to get this book going, man. You know, when I read the audio book, like I read the whole book for the audio version, I remember thinking, dude, why am I admitting all this stuff? It's juicier than shit. And I'm really excited it's now out in paperback. And I'm just really excited that you're here, man. Thank you for the love and support. Have a wonderful day. Yeah, dude.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.